The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is The Cocktail Nation.
Been an interesting week in the penthouse. It turns out that I was possessed by a demon, so the production crew on the Cocktail Nation hired an exorcist. He got rid of the demon, then sent us a bill for $500, which we thought was exorbitant, so he didn't pay it. Unfortunately, he came back and repossessed me. On the show this week, we check out a book on cocktails called Cocktail Handbook, Cool Drinks from Hawaii's Hottest Bartenders. It's a fantastic book. You're going to love this one. Swank advice on haircuts. Review with Coop on a new album on vinyl for Waitiki 7. Our segment on the world of swank with the best parties across the globe to attend. And right now, Tiki Aki Orchestra, Bachelor Number 2.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Tiki Shark.
Thank you.
donation for Tiki Shark with Combustible Edison and Satan Says, a new book out by Jesse Greenleaf and Amy Fujiwara, The Cocktail Handbook. It's a well-produced, well-researched book which captures Hawaii's bartending scene at its creative heart. Jesse and Amy, join me on the show tonight. Guys, great to have you.
Thanks for having us. Aloha.
It's an honor to be here.
I just love the book. I was just saying to you off air, I love the fact that it's got a nice plasticky cover on the front so that when you are mixing drinks, if you do spill some, it's all cool. And I think we all know, like, probably after, if you're having a party and you're making several drinks, it might start off well, but there might be a few errors perhaps several servings later.
Absolutely.
Well, sometimes the errors make the best drinks, though, so it's okay.
Now, you've managed to pull in some of Hawaii's best bartenders for this, and I was looking through the back bits of the book with all the guys that you've had on there, and this is a pretty impressive resume from the people that you've included in this book.
Yeah, many of them are ex-coworkers and or mentors. Some of them were just actually worked at the bar next door to our bar. And when that happens, you end up spending a lot of time at your neighbor's bar when you're off or getting ready to go to a shift. And so there's a lot of we've built a lot of relationships over the last 20 years each working in Honolulu as bartenders.
It's great to see that there is such a high quality of bartender right across Hawaii that are putting together these fabulous drinks. That clearly it's not a lost art anymore. It's been well and truly revived. And I love the fact that you refer to them as startenders, not bartenders.
There is a difference. You can tell if you go out enough and you go to as many bars as we have, you can tell who's a bartender and who kind of takes it up a level and can actually be called a startender.
That was, I have to be honest, that was actually a phrase coined by some friends of ours many years ago in reference to Amy and I, probably about 10 years ago. Some DJs that we worked with made that up sort of as their way to announce our presence to the audience, to the people dancing. Don't forget your startenders behind the bar. And they made that up, and it just kind of, we've kind of made that our own since in the last 10 years.
What was the inspiration behind the book? I mean, there are a lot of cocktail books out there. I mean, I suppose when you put together a book, you've got to go, okay, well, we're going to put a book together, but it's got to have that X factor that makes it different from every other book.
Well, it's funny you should say that. A couple things went into this one. Specifically, Amy and I, for the last 10 years each, 15 for me in a couple days and maybe closer to 12 for Amy, just about every shift we work, somebody at the bar says, what was that you just made? What did you just make me? What goes in this drink you've been making me all day? And will you write that recipe down for me? So every single shift for 10 years, we're writing down recipes on back scratchers, napkins, guest checks, you know, signing them and then sending them off as a souvenir to our guests. And finally, I mean, you only have to hear somebody say so many times, you guys should put those in a book, before you realize you do have enough recipes for a book. So that was sort of the catalyst. But then at the same time, too, we wanted to feature drinks that were actually created in Hawaii. Because what few people know is that a majority of the drinks that people consider to be Hawaiian tropical drinks were actually from other parts of the world altogether and just ended up here via the entrepreneurs that brought them over with their restaurants. So, for instance, the piña colada or the Mai Tai or the Chi Chi or the Tropical Itch, those all came from other places around the world. So we kind of wanted to make a book that featured drinks that were made in Hawaii by bartenders working in Hawaii that were somehow in some way inspired by Hawaii, whether it be through the ingredients, the lure of the islands, or the scenic views all over the island.
When I was reading Beach Bum Berry's various books, he talks about a little bit of the history of some of these early cocktail bars. And a lot of the bartenders, who many were Filipino, were very keen to keep these recipes under wraps. And that was pretty much, you know, they had their little black book and they were able to go from restaurant to restaurant and bar to bar and set themselves up with their exclusive product that the owner didn't have. When you put together a book like this, does it ever cross your mind, you know, maybe I shouldn't be putting this one down in writing?
Well, we still have we still have volumes of recipes that we haven't put in it yet. This was sort of our first foray into the market.
It's a good book from the point of view that you've got a mixture of recipes that are difficult to make if you want to be really fancy, and there are some recipes that you go, oh, look, I think that'd be pretty easy to make, because I think that's one of the things that often for the home mixologist sometimes goes, oh man, I've got to find this and I've got to find this bit, and you know, because sometimes there's some rare ingredients in there, isn't there?
Yeah. Can be, but once you get started, it's really easy. I mean, it's embarrassingly easy sometimes how simple it is to make a drink. Yeah, it's easy to make drinks behind the bar. People don't really realize. They think we're working really hard, and sometimes, you know, it's more show than difficulty level.
Speaking of show, I watched a couple of your videos, and I did see some fairly advanced techniques with the drink shaker going on. Is this something you guys do when you are mixing drinks? Do you try and put on a bit of a show? Do you consider it a little bit of entertainment?
We try to be as entertaining as possible.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Actually, when you've been doing this as long as Amy and I both have, I'd say probably 80 to 90% of the things that we do while making our drinks are so second nature. They're mainly muscle memory, because when you start off in a very high volume bar like we both did when we were younger, you end up having to do as much as you can with as few possible moves as you can. So what ends up looking like flair or trickery is really just a honed skill as much as possible, as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible.
For the home mixologist that's looking at your book, and I mean, I suppose that's going to be your main market who buys this book, is people who go, you know what, I'm going to put on a party and I want to make some drinks for my friends. What do you think is one of the key things that you need to keep in mind as a home mixologist?
Well, I think that you should just not be scared to try anything that you want to. You know, use stuff around the house. Go in your garden. If you've got a garden, grab some herbs. Jesse and I we've got a whole garden out there now. Jesse likes to call it his barden. And we've got, you know, basil, mint, fruits. We've got strawberries, cantaloupe. And we just kind of went out there and grabbed stuff. And he and I have come up with some really cool drinks, just, you know, using things that you already have. And that, you know, what you like. You have flavors that you like. And kind of just go from there, I would guess. You kind of know what liquors work well with yourself. Like, say you kind of know you're a vodka drinker. Well, get your vodka and go crazy. Start adding stuff that you like and see what you come up with.
You guys got a website where people can grab the book, and where else can you grab the book? What's the website?
You can get it on Amazon.com.
Yep.
BooksHawaii.net is coming straight from our publisher's warehouse. It kind of saves everybody the most amount of money, I would think, as far as delivery and such goes. And then after that, the Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, you can get it on their website, or you can get it at any Barnes & Noble store, at least in Hawaii.
Well, I must say, I'm very, very impressed with this book. As soon as I got it, I opened it, I was like, wow, this is just superb. So pop out there, grab that. You can grab it, as Jesse said, on Amazon. It's one of the places. In fact, actually, when I was doing some research for the show, I noticed that Big W here in Australia are going to be carrying the book. So it's clearly being distributed right across the world. But just as a, I suppose, an easy default, Amazon's probably a quick place to get it. The Cocktail Handbook, Cool Drinks from Hawaii's Hottest Bartenders. Jesse and Amy, thank you very much for your time. Superb book. Well done.
Thanks a lot, Coop.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coop. Can't wait to have you at our bar so we can try out some of our new recipes that aren't even in the book yet.
Look forward to it. Tiki Joe's Ocean now and Stoic My Eye on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
There's that ego people pay to see.
Enchanted.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Central Sydney. A man. A microphone. A dimly lit apartment. And a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Peacock donation with Coop Cooper, Narco Lounge Combo, Island Chaser. Some good news this week that AMC and Lionsgate have announced the return of Mad Men for season 5 and 6. Series creator Matthew Weiner is back on board as showrunner, which is fantastic news. In 2007, in July, it quickly became one of the most talked about series on television, set in the 1960s, New York. Mad Men is a sexy, provocative, original drama that follows the lives of ruthlessly competitive men and women of a Madison Avenue advertising agency. If you haven't seen it, well, I don't know where you've been, but certainly check it out, because all the series to date are available on DVD. And I look forward to series 5 and 6.
Swank Advice with Coop.
Talking tonight about haircuts, this is my request from Michael Farrell of Sydney, who is looking for a place to go and get some good advice for a hairdo. Now, he wants a retro hairstyle. He wants something from the 50s and 60s. He wants something that's not too young, not too old style. Well, look, for both men and women who want a vintage style haircut, it can be really difficult to find the right person who's going to listen and get it right. Fortunately for you, Michael, there is a fantastic hairdressing salon in Sydney called Sterling's, and I highly recommend it. Tony and his crew are able to create exactly what you're looking for. They are vintage hairstylists, and they are experts in their trade. From personal experience, if there's someone like Tony Sterling in your town, well, I'll tell you what, definitely worth checking out, because to get your regular hairdresser to deviate from their regular cutting style of modern hairdos is really, really hard. Trust me, I've had a lot of experience in this. And most of the time, you're going to walk away without getting what you wanted. My main piece of advice to you, and this is something I suppose I've learnt through years of trying to do this, if you don't have a vintage hairstylist, what you need to do is take in a photo of what you want. But before you go in, identify the key parts that you'll need to explain to the hairdresser so they're going to cut it right. Now, don't worry too much about the way they comb and style it. You just need to get the actual cut right. A while back, I was wanting a simple 40s style, slick back style. And one of the key parts I told my barber was to leave the fringe long, do a tight taper on the sides and the back, but don't leave a bowl cut, just taper it in nicely. And you know what? He got it right. I was on my way, but it is difficult. And like I say, identify the key parts, if you can, of the hairstyle that you're looking for. Probably a little bit more difficult for girls. And it's not easy, that's for sure. But take your time and it can be done. There are many, many styles too that you can go for when it comes to retro hairstyles. In fact, way too many for me to cover in this segment. One final piece of advice though for people getting into the retro scene and getting into their first vintage hairstyle. Remember to wear it with style, wear it with confidence, and don't be concerned about what anybody says. If there's a topic you'd like covered, send me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And Jackie Gleason now with Our Love.
Thank you. Fighting high gas prices by living fabulously. It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Maybe I'm the one that you should treat right. Maybe I'm the one to stay through the night. Cause baby, I'm the only one here who knows how to mambo. If you let me try, you know what I mean. And if you don't, baby, I'll cause a scene. Cause baby, you're the only one here who knows how to mambo. Ah, baby, baby, can you see what one dance would do for me? Yeah, baby, you got it and you only know how to mambo. You need to find a girl before you can go. And when you're ready, baby, we'll take it slow through a mambo. Ooh, my heart's on fire with your eyes all so blue. And there's only one thing left we can do. You fan the flame when you ask me to do a mambo. Ah, baby, baby, can't you see what one dance would do for me? Baby, you got it and you only know how to. Said everything that we want through mambo. Ooh, we're playing a game to find the moon in the sky. I stop by looking, baby, deep in your eye. I never find it, that's the reason why we should mambo. Oh, baby, baby, can't you see what one dance would do for me? Baby, you got it, you only know. Baby, you got it, you only know. Baby, you got it. Thank you.
Cock donation for Tiki Shark, Vibes on Velvet. Megan Gogo Wise from the band sent me a message through Facebook the other night to say that the process of album number 2 has been set in motion. So I look forward to bringing that to you sometime soon. Time for our new segment, Review with Coop, a new segment where I review music events, music, books, TV shows, apps, anything that comes across my desk that I think might interest you. Well, from egg-shaped plush chairs or towering cabinets carved like totem poles, hi-fi sound once poured over the conversation of the cocktail hours of yesteryear. The warm tone, the stop-and-listen vibe continue with Exotica Innovators Waitiki 7, their latest venture, Waitiki in Hi-Fi, which comes out on Pass Out Records, April 12. It's a vinyl-only release of new material, which gives listeners, die-hard Exotica connoisseurs, record collectors, or merely the Tiki curious, a chance to sit back and savour the group's fresh look at mid-century music in clear, rich analogue. It's been time to honour the 100th anniversary of Martin Denny's birth. The record pays homage to the Exotic pioneer with whom several band members had the privilege to work with before his death. And thanks to Denny and many other highly skilled musicians, Exotica's tropical soundscapes, Latin dance grooves and potent jazz chops have become mainstays on the turntables across the world. Often misunderstood as kitsch, Exotica was born in Hawaii's vibrant post-war music scene and went mainstream when musicians like Martin Denny performed on national television shows like American Bandstand, Andy Williams, Steve Allen. And the scene that Denny helped spark found new life in the 1990s when groups like Combustible Edison took a serious new look at a funky old art form. Part of the lounge revival included renewed interest in neglected cocktail recipes, vintage technology and mid-century pop designs. And the band spearheaded a movement that continues to flourish thanks to a new generation of dedicated ensembles like Waitiki. A major figure on the East Coast Exotica scene was and is still Jack Fetterman, and an architect with an ear for vintage sounds who hosted the legendary New York Lounge Party in the 1990s. And still does some cool retro mixes. Fetterman's been a long-time Waitiki fan, and he approached the group about creating a hi-fi vinyl release, and we're all glad that he did. Check this out, because I tell you what, he's done a fabulous job on it. You're just going to absolutely love this album. The sound, visual presence of a hi-fi still packs a punch, and I can testify that too with my 1962 Chrysler Stereo. The sound is just superb. It's lush and it's beautiful. So do check out Waitiki 7's website, waitiki7.com, Waitiki in Hi-Fi via Pass Out Records. You won't regret it, I can tell you. If there's something you'd like me to review, shoot me an email, thecocktonation@gmail.com. And here's Waitiki with Rendezvous in Okokoluku. Thank you. Cocktail Nation, Jimmy Vargas, Dahlia's Web for all the Sydney cats. Make sure you do check out an incredible restaurant. It's called Jazz City Diner. It is at 238 Crown Street in Darlinghurst. Just open. I believe there are more to come. A really cool 40s look. You're just going to love this place. JazzCityDiner.com is the website that it is found at. And the cat that runs it is a guy by the name of Dan. Real smooth operator. He's an American cat. And hopefully soon I'm going to get a chance to record an interview with him on the Cocktail Nation. So in the meantime, do check out this fine establishment. His burgers are just superb. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Monday evening, April 25, from 5 to 7, the Miami Rum Renaissance Festival, beginning with the Zombie Jamboree at the legendary Maikai Polynesian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Don the Beachcomber is going to be down there. Every third Wednesday at Otto's Shrunken Head in the East Village of New York City, you can enjoy some fabulous music. DJ Zersla 1000 and Xerox taking a trip back in time to the future. Check it out, 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. every third Wednesday. Free at Otto's Shrunken Head, 538 East 14th Street, New York. Otto'sShrunkenHead.com, the website to go to. And April 22, Narco Lounge Combo. They're going to be playing at the Croft in Bristol, UK. Here in Australia, in Richmond, the Custom Lane Gallery is presenting Tiki and Toxica, the Tiki Art Exhibition. It's on from May 8th through to the 29th. We've got the Hukilau coming up, celebrating 10 years of mid-century and Polynesian pop culture, the official celebration of the Maikai's 55th anniversary, June 9 through to 12th, Fort Lauderdale, and the Oana Luau at the Lake, June 23 to 26 in Lake George, New York. Looking forward to that one. The greatest, most action-packed, fun-filled, value-packed show is how they promote it. You can check out some information on this too, Fraternal orderofmoai.org. They've got some links there. And coming up August 18, we've got Tiki Oasis in San Diego. So a few things to plan for this year. Soon heading up to the Cocktail Nation blogosphere, and right now the Three Suns and Fever. We'll be right back.
water, but it cannot heal my heart. My mind says I've forgotten you, but then I feel my heart. The miles lie between us, but your fingers touch my own. You're never far away from me, 'cause you're too much my own. You're nearer than my head is to my pillow. Nearer than the wind is to the willow.
Ross and You're Nearer on the Cocktail Nation. Hi to new Twitter friends, Tiki Bamboo, Miriam Rojas, Angelica Benacomo, Kid Narco from the Narco Lounge Combo, and David Bringle. You can follow us by searching for Cocktail Nation.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
LPLover.com is the blog that we're checking out tonight. One of the great things about being a thrift shop collector of records is digging the great album cover from the 50s and 60s. And I've got to tell you, I have bought many a really crappy album just because the cover's been so good. You just got to buy it. But this blog just checks out some of the fabulous covers, and there are some pretty good places to find those covers if you've been searching maybe for the JPEG, perhaps so you can put it into your iTunes that comes up in your iPhone or your iPod. Some great links to other cool blogs as well, but just some spectacular cover art. LPCoverLover.com. Of course, all of the blogs that we tell you about, I do follow on my cocktailnation.blogspot.com blogger. So come along and become a friend of that, and you can see what else we've got. Going to leave you with HB Radke, who's on a bit of a writing frenzy at the moment. If you check out his website, he's got links to what he's been doing. He's been writing a song a day. I'm not too sure why, but anyway, he's writing a song a day, and he's covering a wide gamut of musical varieties. There's a couple there that I need to play on the show really soon. But he covers everything from pop to blues to jazz to lounge to everything. Rap. I think he might be doing some heavy metal on there as well. HB Radke, working hard, writing songs every day. Not sure why, but he is. Anyway, check out his website, hbradke.com. Here he is, Straighten Up and Fly Ride. Stay heavy.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Oh, ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Oh, the buzzer told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold, I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right there dead in the eye. Said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Told a monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold, I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right there dead in the eye. Said, yo, homeboy, think you're frontin', and it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. straighten up and fly right. Float down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. The X.